Chapter 1. Intentionally Created. If we are honest, we must admit that we have a tendency to be control freaks. While some may be more apt in going with the flow than others, everyone fundamentally desires to exercise control over their lives and circumstances. This insatiable lust for control contributes to our chronic restlessness as we seek to construct our perfect environment in which we have the final say in everything that happens to us or around us. We try to control our hours at work, where we will live, whom we will allow in our lives, and even what those people do. On a broader scale, governments established by collections of control freaks attempt to control poverty, economic behavior, and even the weather. Yet time and again we find our efforts to be in vain. We cannot exercise perfect control over our circumstances, much less other people, leading to frustration and anxiety and causing us to double down on controlling areas over which we have power. This desire for control is evident in modern humanity's obsession with autonomy and consent. We believe ourselves to be our own masters whose perceived rights cannot be impeded. We see ourselves as purely autonomous agents, free to do as we wish, provided it does not meet a particular definition of harm done to another, and nobody may infringe on that autonomy without our consent. Consent, in this worldview, essentially means positive permission that one explicitly desires and allows something to be done to them. To use an example with which we will all be familiar, consider the case of an unplanned pregnancy. Though the sex was consensual, the pregnancy was not, because the woman did not wish to become pregnant. She must therefore be allowed access to abortion, or else her autonomy is violated. Or so the argument goes. It is not our purpose here to discuss the issue of abortion, but the example is instructive. It demonstrates the degree to which our desire to control our lives and the philosophical constructs we have established to protect this desire. Even the ubiquitous term unplanned pregnancy testifies to our expectation to be able to completely plan our own lives. However, there is another force at work in our cultural worldview. While we both preach and practice autonomy, consent, and control in our own lives and societies, our view of the world as a whole is one of overwhelming randomness. This assumption rests on the belief that the universe and the life forms in it developed more or less randomly, that the earth and humanity itself are essentially accidents that just as well may have not existed. Beyond randomness in nature, we perceive randomness in history.